Yeah, indeed, there are quite some issues that I think we have been raising, and I think Malawians have been raising with the current administration regarding the economic environment, and also issues to do with the way the executive is managing government resources. Given that, I think right now, our economic situation in Malawi is quite pathetic, and it has been pathetic for some time. And we expected to see some changes in terms of expenditure controls by the executives, expenditure controls by everybody as well. And one of the reforms that I think they have taken place in Malawi, one key one, I think, was the devaluation of the local currency, which was devalued by 49%. And that, I think, was something all Malawians did expect, and all sectors of the economy, I think, never raised the concern or issues with that devaluation. But I think what has created some panic and concern is the flotation of the local currency, which was running together with the devaluation, creating, I think, a wrong policy sequence between devaluation and the flotation of the kwacha. It's like having a free fall of the kwacha on the local market against foreign currencies. That, I think, has created some challenges on the economy, where we have seen prices of goods and services going up on a daily basis. And our study revealed that it will be difficult for Malawi at the same time to have a kwacha depreciated and then have a floated regime on its currency, because at the time that the kwacha was being floated, we had not yet developed or created a position where we had enough reserves where our kwacha would be floated and be able to trade with the foreign, currencies. And that, I think, made the consumers and the ordinary Malawians become a bit more poor. And I think they created more poverty on Malawians. The second challenge that we are also, propagating to government is that of the frequent trips that the president has made. Both local and international. Since she took over office, she has been really up and down the country, and she has been traveling extensively, sometimes with huge entourages that do not add value to the taxpayer. And right now, as I'm talking to you, her budget of about 2.8 billion Malawi kwacha has been exhausted within a period of about 7 months. And we are raising alarms to her to say, can she slow down on her travels? And also regarding the flotation of the kwacha, we were saying, yes, indeed, we do not have reserves to have a floated currency regime. Can we have a managed floated regime? And that, again, did not go well, because all the answers that we got from the presidency or from the president was that these were conditions from the IMF and World Bank, that she didn't own the policies. And we were requesting for that leader or the president to own some of the policies that are taking place in Malawi now, but also asking her to play a role where she had committed herself to sell the presidential jet and to sell the ministerial Mercedes-Benz car that we have, which are gluttons on fuel. And then she changed her position to a point where she never wanted to sell the jet. She doesn't want to sell the jet. We have just been told now that she has changed tune and that she was not even going to sell the Mercedes-Benz for ministers. All these, I think, were issues that were punishing and pushing pressure on the economy to make sure that key sectors of the economy, like healthy, education, and the others were suffering because we could not be able to get better services in those sectors.
This woman just took office about 8 months ago. Why wouldn't you just give her a little room to breathe so the policies that she's implementing would help the ordinary people instead of harassing her left, right, center?
The word harassing, I think, is not the right word that we would want to use. But I think what we are asking her is that while the ordinary poor Malawians are going through some hard financial, you know, challenges, we were expecting also both her and the entire executive and every Malawian that is in a senior position to share the burden of the economic challenges that we have. And one was in the way I think we are going to reduce on our expenditures. And I think the issue about traveling is not that we are saying that as a president she cannot travel, but we are saying what type of trips can we do and that can add value to the current economic mess that we are in, we find ourselves in. And some of the travels that we are talking about are those that we as Malawians had seen that really were not adding value to the issues that we are talking about. But like she had many developmental local travels.
In most African countries, or even in Western countries, there are certain vehicles assigned to various ministerial positions. Don't you think Malawian ministers will be more effective if the government provides them with vehicles? And if these vehicles have already been bought, what is the sense?
Absolutely. We expect that, I think, it will be accorded to those positions. But I think what we are addressing here is that I think that we have found ourselves in a situation where our economy is not doing well. And the economy is really battered. And it is that the presidents itself, coming from the executive themselves, they have said we are going to go through some hard times. And we all Malawians must be able to share that burden. And it becomes, I think, you know, something that is sensitive to everybody to make sure that both them as an executive arm of government and as the ordinary citizens of Malawi are seen to be playing a role to make sure that we can put our economy back on track. Now, it does not make sense for one to say it is only the ordinary poor Malawians in rural areas and those that are working that are going to go through the brunt of the economy or the hard pains of the economy without and excluding themselves. I think that's a challenge. And they had said that we are going to share the burden of making sure that you and us suffer together through this period. It is just a period I think the economy has got to go through. And it cannot spare one sector.
So if the government opens a channel of communication to address some of these concerns, will this avert the strike?
Absolutely. I mean, the idea is not to go down on the and demonstrate. But I think the anger that is building in people is that there is that class of people in the same economy, which is said to be times that happen. And indeed, we are not the first guys or the first groups to have issued such statements to the presidency. There was a public affairs committee that had a 3-day conference, and they met the president and issued also an ultimatum and said she should slow down on her travels because the economy cannot afford that. And they also talked about the issues about selling the Mercedes-Benz. What she said was that she cannot stop doing so. As I'm talking to you now, from that advice, mind you, it was just we are only providing advice to government. We are simply saying, can you do this? We can control some of these things not to happen because they're going to hurt more on the ordinary poor Malawians. Come 6 months before the next budget, the review, all her resources, the 2.8 billion, has been exhausted. And indeed, you see, some of the issues that we are talking about in our petition, in our document that we have submitted it to her, are met. And definitely, why would we want to go down on the streets to demand anything else if she is able to come forward and be able to share with us the pain that we are going through?